We'll next hear number 791112, Diamond versus Deer. Whenever you're ready, Mr. Wallace. Ready, Mr. Wickersham? You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Justice Brennan. This case is factually very similar to Parker against Fluke.
Mr. Wallace, since you got a half hour of argument and are going to have another half hour, I feel more at liberty to interrupt you at the very beginning.
Let me ask you the same question that I did your opponent in the prior case. Do you think the patent law of 101 is different for computers than it is for other patentable objects?
I don't think it's different for computers. As I mentioned in the last case, there have been patents issued on new computer machines. This case cites examples of patents that have been issued on processes involving the use of a computer as being the prior art that anticipated everything claimed in this process other than the algorithm, the new program.
What is an algorithm?
Well, we've talked about this in the past. The court defined it in Benson. We have given a definition in our brief in Bradley from a manual on computers. For purposes of dealing with the computer technology, we roughly equate it to a computer program because it's a sequence of step-by-step mathematical sequences to be performed by the digital computer, which operates only in a mathematical fashion.
The word has a much broader application.
There is a broader definition in Webster's. We've attempted some in our brief in Bradley to state that we're not trying to use the word in an all-embracive fashion, which would extend to some valid process patents, as we understand what process patents are, but we're confining it to the solution of a sequence of mathematical steps, the program of a sequence of mathematical steps, which is the only thing that a digital computer can function with respect.